Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it even better. Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. Get your Rocket Mortgage on, son. Doing More is brought to you by The Home Depot. Visit homedepot.com for details on flooring, appliances, and bathroom home improvements. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. Let's take a look at a player who's doing more for his team. James Conner tonight coming up big, running the ball. He's got 42 yards on the ground, 80-some in the air, and a touchdown. James Conner getting involved tonight, doing more for his team. It's brought to you by The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Football season's back, and there's no sweeter way to celebrate than by adding Snickers and Skittles, the official candy sponsors of the NFL. Add it to your game day spread. Sunday, the NFL on CBS features a full slate of games, including Brady and the Pats on the road in Washington. Of course, they're on national television. That probably wasn't part of the script right there. And the Ravens and Steelers in Pittsburgh renewing their AFC North rivalry. Check your local listings for the game in your area. And it all begins with JB and the guys in the NFL today at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific on CBS. By the way, our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, is brought to you by Geico. Great news. You can save a bunch of money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Harp is back. Cold Harp beer. John Harper of SNY, longtime New York City legendary columnist. And regular on the bench on CBS Sports Radio. Harp, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Scotty. How you doing?
I'm great. I just got back from Lipstick City, L.A. I was at the Spence-Porter fight at Staples on Saturday night that Spence won in a split decision. Great violent fight. It reminded me of the old Hagler-Hearns fights.
Wow.
Pretty good.
I remember the old boxing. I'm not as up on the new boxing. I've lost a little interest. I like to watch clips of Ali. That's my heyday.
Listen, that was as good as it gets. It's hard to live up to that. So at the end of the day here, I have to ask you, with all these, baseball decisions that are going on, are you surprised at, like, you know, seriously, that Madden wins a World Series in Chicago, 3 years later they fire him, and, like, Auspice, he got 1 year in Anaheim, they fired him. Hurdle's fired. I mean, Green was fired. It's just one after the next. But then again, this always happens, doesn't it? But you got to be a little bit surprised about Madden, no?
Yeah, especially because there aren't any GMs getting fired. Your guy Huntington in Pittsburgh seems to have a lifetime contract there. And that there's sort of a revolution going on among the fans, from what I understand. But that's the name of the game these days. It's all about the GMs. They seem to have carte blanche to do what they want, and they want to hire managers who are going to follow the script and play along with the analytics and be collaborative is the buzzword now with the front office. So Madden is kind of one of the last of the dying breed. He kind of, you know, he likes to do things his way. If you look at his records, I mean, you wouldn't think he'd be fired, that's for sure, on a 5-year contract, but he's making $5 million a year. Nobody wants to pay the managers anymore, and I think that has a lot to do with it. So they kind of came to a parting of the ways. I think he'll get another job, but you're not seeing these guys, you know, Showalter, Girardi, who knows, Associa. These are all guys that made big bucks, and teams aren't willing to pay that. I think that's a big part of what's going on now.
Do you think so? Callaway, isn't he making around $800,000 or something? And,
yeah.
And is he going to get fired?
I think he is. Yeah, I think, and in his case, with just cause, because you kind of have to. I know there's this narrative that they turned it around, their season around, and played hard for them the second half, but you had to watch every day. And I think that's the case with most teams and managers, to really see what a manager's like. And he made so many tactical mistakes. He's not a good in-game manager, even though they put Jim Riggleman in the dugout with him this year as a bench coach. He made a ton of mistakes that hurt his team. And I think they need to move on. They came out of this season, the Mets, with a better-than-expected young core. This kid Alonso hitting bombs all over the place. Guys like McNeil, J.D. Davis, Conforto. They got a bunch of good young players. If you want to be a serious contender, though. You need to manage a manager who's going to make the right moves. You can give him all the analytics you want, but you still have to have a feel in the dugout for when it's time to make the move and when to, you know, make the change. And don't, you know, he got caught in some double switches, things like that. So I think they do need to move on from Callaway.
Do you think John Harper with us, legend? Do you think that you got to be a puppet basically now to make it as a manager in baseball? Seriously, like, because these guys are puppets. I frankly think Aaron Boone's a puppet.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a little strong because I still think, for one thing, these guys, they have to have the respect of the players. If the players think that the manager has no control over anything, that's a problem, I think, because these guys, you know, look, these guys are the professional athletes. You got to be able to relate on their terms in some way. They know that GMs are the front. It's not so much the GMs, it's just the front office and the analytics are involved in decision making. But I still think the manager has to have control where he can, you know, like Snitker with the Braves did. He pulls in Acuna out of the game earlier this year for not hustling.
Right.
You have to be able to do things like that. And remember last year Boone got caught in the playoffs kind of sticking to a script and trying to get relievers to match up with certain parts of the lineup, and he ended up staying too long with Severino in a playoff game against the Red Sox and with Sabathia as well. I'm really interested to see if he learned from that and if he's going to have more of a feel in the dugout and you know, not necessarily stick to a script, because they do map a lot of this stuff out where they want certain matchups and bullpen guys and face certain guys. So in that sense, they are kind of tied that way to a script. But I still think you have to watch the games, have a feel. It was only a couple of years ago A.J. Hinch did that with the Astros and ended up using his starting pitchers to come in relief instead of the bullpen guys. And I think the best managers still have to have a feel in the dugout and have control of the game.
Do you think that – so you said that was a little strong, that my theory, but do you think that Cashman is actually – because I've always felt like he was telling him what to do.
Well, I think he's only doing what everybody does now, is they give him the numbers, they tell him here's what we think the best matchups are in terms of the lineup, things like that. But Cashman has, and he's pretty open about this stuff for the most part. He's always sworn that the manager has control of the lineup card. We recommend. Now, look, if he recommends and he doesn't, you know, you don't do it enough, you're probably going to get fired. It ended up, you know, that wasn't really the sticking point with Girardi. It was more about his relationships with players. But there is a fine line there you have to walk as a manager. I still think you have to have some control. The players have to know that, or you're just gonna, you're not gonna run too loose of a ship, I guess.
John Harper, the great columnist with us, he's on TV now. He's a celebrity. Do you think Madden goes to like another job, like San Diego, Philly, or Anaheim, like people are talking about? Because it sounds to me like they're about ready to fire Kapler too.
That could happen. Yeah, I think it's more likely he goes to the West Coast. He goes to Anaheim, where he coached for years. That's where he kind of came up in that organization. And he's more of a – I know he's from Hazleton, PA, but he has that more of a West Coast laid-back mentality. I think he'd fit better there with the Angels, who are dying for a guy, I think, to come in there and have that type of personality as a manager. Or even – or San Diego would work as well. But I think he's going to end up with the Angels. I think Artie Moreno is willing to pay a manager like that, where a lot of owners aren't willing to do that anymore. So that seems like a good fit for me.
Do you think that I have a chance? I've put in my application. I'm trying to become the Padres manager. Do you think I have a shot? Because I think I can manage better than Andy Green, literally while smoking a cigar.
Hey. Put it in there, Scotty. I mean, I don't think most baseball fans didn't even know who the name of the manager was in San Diego until he got fired. So that's a problem there. Look, they look like they're ready to win. I think they do actually need to make a good hire there. But these days, if you're willing to work at the front office and you understand how to interpret the numbers and create the matchups, you can make the case that it is a lot easier to manage than it used to be. I mean, because you're not making all these gut instinct calls in the dugout. You do have a framework for everything you do. So I say go ahead, put the application in.
All right. What do you think happens in Bochy's place in San Francisco?
That's a good call. I mean, that's a tough call because that's an organization that for years was one of the last of the hands-on, real scouting background type of organizations. And then they've changed and gone to Zaidi, the new GM there, who's from the Dodgers, who's really heavily analytically oriented. So I would think they're going to get one of these guys, these more modern managers, and who's going to fall in line, be collaborative and all that. But I don't know where that's coming from. I think it's going to be a young guy. I saw a stat where I think it's 10 in the last couple of years, 10 of the last 12 managers hired are first-time managers. And that's really kind of surprising because in a lot of markets, like in New York, we've seen it with Callaway. He just wasn't ready to be a manager. He had been a pitching coach. So I still think there's something to be said for experience, but these guys, these GMs, want their own guys for the most part now.
So do you think that the Cubs would seriously give David Ross that job?
I do. I think he is kind of the Aaron Boone of the National League, potentially Chicago. Bright guy, catcher, was kind of considered a real thinking man's catcher behind the plate. And he's been out of the game for a couple of years doing broadcasting. A lot of the same traits that Boone had. And, well, listen, it's a lot easier to do, obviously, when you have great talent. But Boone does seem to have made that transition pretty well. He relates to the players pretty well. He handles the media pretty well. That stuff is as important as anything, at least in the GM's eyes, and I think they think Ross would do a good job at that.
Do you think Rendon will take that offer of $215 by the Nationals to stay in D.C.?
Yeah, I think so. I think, look, they lost Bryce Harper. I think they feel like they can't lose Rendon now a year later and sell their fans on that they're trying to win. We'll see what happens here. They got the wild card game. We'll see if it can advance finally in the postseason, but yeah, I think they need to keep Rendon. They have a nice young core there and still have the pitching. If they keep him, they have a few more years left on that shelf life of those pitchers, too.
Yeah, John Harper with us. So let me ask you about the playoffs. In the two wild cards, Tampa and the A's, Brewers and Nationals. I think that Brewers-National game is going to be great. I have no idea what will happen with Tampa and the A's. What do you think of those games?
Interesting. I mean, the A's and the Rays, those two small market teams who always seem to be in the mix, and now they find themselves in the wild card game, mainly a lot of, because the Red Sox weren't in the mix this year. And, you got to love what the A's do. They seem to be there every year. But I'm going with the Rays there. Charlie Morton is a really, really good pitcher. He was with the Astros when they won it all. He just shut down the Yankees last weekend, so he's pitching that game. I'm going to go with them, and I think I gotta believe that Scherzer has a big game in him. The Brewers have done it on guts and guile in September, unbelievable month. But they're missing Yelich, and they've done it mostly with just a great bullpen. They don't have really strong starting pitching, so I got to give Scherzer the edge.
Well, I mean, honestly, though, the Nationals bullpen sucks, and the Brewers have won without Yelich like nobody's business.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what? I think the Nationals, I wouldn't be surprised if you see Strasburg in the eighth inning in that game, and maybe Corbin too. I don't think they're going to – if they need to win one game to get to a playoff series, I could see them passing over their regular relievers and using all their starters or their top three starters.
That'll be great since they have no other pitchers. So they're going to get their ass beat by the Dodgers after those three blow their arms out in one game. What do you think of St. Louis and Atlanta? That's a great series.
Yeah, that should be fun. St. Louis has some really good young pitching. This kid, Flaherty, man, he had the best second half of anybody in baseball. He had like a 1 ERA in the second half. He made a pretty strong run at the Cy Young, which DeGrom's going to win it again, I think. That's a good series. The Braves have some young pitching. They're a little banged up right now. With Acuna has an injury and Freddie Freeman has an elbow problem. He hasn't hit for any power in the last month. I think the Cardinals have a lot of momentum. I think they find a way to win that series.
Do you think they could beat the Dodgers, or do you think the Dodgers are going back to the World Series?
I think the Dodgers are too strong. Their pitching is deeper now. Walker Buehler, Ryu, Kershaw, and you know, we'll see. I mean, Kenley Jansen is a question mark, but their lineup is so deep, man. That lineup is tough to navigate. I think they're going to score runs in the postseason. I think they're going back to the World Series.
A couple more, and I'll let you out of here. The Yankees and Twins, Carver High has said, cancel the series because that's how easy it's going to be for the Yankees who own the Twins. He said, don't even play the game. It's a waste of everyone's time. It's basically a not so many in Portuguese. That's what he said to me.
Well, yeah, the history says, you know, that they always beat the Dodgers in October, but that history doesn't mean much to this Twins team. None of those guys that were there, well, a couple of guys were there from 17 in the wild card game, but not going back to the Michael Kadire days, those days when they used to beat the Twins, seemed like every other year. Look, I don't think the Twins have the pitching to shut down the Yankee lineup, but they're going to mash. You know, they hit 300-plus home runs, and Yankees and Twins had a classic series in Minnesota in August. Every game was a nail-biter and a lot of runs scored. I think we could see that kind of ALDS with them. I think they'll put up a fight, but I think the Yankee offense is too much.
Yeah, and the Astros pitching, I think, is too much for, frankly, Tampa or DA, so I'm not even going to ask you about that. My last question is this. Does Joe Girardi get stiffed out of a job when this is all said and done? And do you think if I don't get the Padre job, the Pirates should hire me?
Absolutely. You're a hero in Pittsburgh. You're a local hero.
That's right.
Girardi, not sure. He might be in the mix for the Mets. I think the GM there, Brody Van Wagenen, wants to hire a big manager, but there are hurdles, obviously, with not Clint Hurdle. There are hurdles there with as far as paying a guy big money and, you know, getting them to sign off on that. But I think Girardi and Showalter could both end up getting shut out. They're going to have to lower their price because nobody's paying $4 million or even maybe $3 million anymore for a manager. If they want to get back in, they're going to have to lower their price tags.
I love Harper. He won't even mention the Mets owners' names when he's talking about getting them to write a check. them referring to the people he won't say anything about because he's got a great cushy TV gig. I wouldn't say anything either if I were you. With the way those people, they're very sensitive. As you know, I know all about it. John, great stuff. I always love talking baseball with you. Enjoy the wild cards. We'll catch up during the playoffs.
All right, thanks, Scotty.
All right, there he is, John Harper, legendary columnist in New York and TV personality on SNY with us on the bench.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, 855-212-4227. Carver, how you didn't tell me as I was talking to Harp, Harp City, Harp Beer, playing the harp, rocking the harp. Do you, of those wild card games, you know, and then his predictions of – you know, basically, it was Yankees, Cardinals, Dodgers, automatic Astros, that all of them will, the only one that, the two-seeded Braves he has losing to the Cardinals, and then he picked Tampa and he picked Washington.
Yeah, look, I think that Washington has a huge advantage starting Scherzer in the game, but crazy things always happen to them in these games when they're in the playoffs. It the games that it seems like they're going to win, they end up blowing. I know it's a new year and a new team. The bullpen's dangerous. If they're willing to just give the ball to Scherzer, Strasburg, and Corbin on tomorrow night, I mean, sure, fine. If that's how you're getting home, that's how you're getting home. But I kind of like Milwaukee tomorrow night in that game. I just got a feeling.
You're still going Milwaukee.
I got a feeling until I see the Nats show up and get it done. But Milwaukee – we talked about this before the weekend. They had such a huge opportunity over the weekend to get something done with the Cardinals losing a couple games, and they couldn't do it. Have they run out of gas from that great stretch with Yelich being out? I'm just going with Milwaukee just on gut because the Nationals never get it done. Something stupid always happens to them. And in the other game, I kind of like the Rays. I'm with Harp. I'm with the Rays. I just feel like the Rays – are going to find a way in that game.
All right, so I want to see this. The Brewers are at plus +165 with Brandon Woodruff against Scherzer, plus +165. And then on Wednesday, Tampa and Oakland. Oakland is actually favored.
What's Tampa scheduled?
Plus +114 with Charlie Morton.
And there's nobody scheduled for Tampa, right? They're going to
nobody scheduled.
They're going to do one of their famous bullpen opener games. Is that what Tampa's going to do?
You
on
can't really turn down that +114 with Morton, though, can
I
you?
I can't turn down the +165. In fact, I saw it for 175 this morning
the
with the Brewers. I can't turn that down. with the Nationals, who never win a big game, I'll take a little shot with the Brewers tomorrow night with all that juice.
Get a little pop in there.
I'm gonna.
Just take a little.
I'll take the two dogs the next two nights.
Put a little marshmallow in the fire there with a poker.
I feel like the Ray A game will be a crazy game. That'll be a crazy game.
Maybe it won't be crazy with Martin on the mound. Maybe nobody will get any hits. It'll be tough to get on base. Depending on what the A's throw out there, we already know Tampa can. Didn't they just destroy the Yankees over the weekend just to finish the season or something?
Well, that was last. They played them two games Tuesday,
right,
and Wednesday.
Right, whatever.
I don't. The Yankees weren't playing. Didn't play any.
Weren't trying, but they muster runs.
Look, I think the Rays can win. Will win that game on Wednesday night.
Wow. All right. We'll come back. Mafia hasn't told me who he likes in these games, and then we'll talk about the. I know you're all over the Yankees.
Yeah, I mean, the Twins, they got no shot.
And are you with the Cardinals or the Braves?
I like the Braves.
And then the Dodgers over the winner of the wild card?
Dodgers will win, Astros will win. This is Yankees, Astros, Dodgers, Braves. The four best teams in baseball will all be in the LCS.
Yeah, I don't know. I have this weird feeling that the Cardinals, they always end up getting there, don't they? Don't they just always get there?
Unfortunately, yeah.
I have a feeling they'll get there. I hate to say it because I want the Braves, but I think the Cardinals will get there.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Carver, I am putting on Neosporin on my cracked heel. Jesus. Thing's huge. It's like a knife wound. My heel split open in Lipstick City. Must have been from all that sunshine we got.
That thing's still bothering you?
I mean to tell you. It's just huge. It's like the size of your pinky digit, like from your tip of your finger to your first digit. It's like it's a gash. It's like somebody shanked me. Another huge week of winners. PharrellOnTheBench.com just keeps raking all the best college football and pro picks, baseball through the World Series, boxing, MMA, hockey starts this week. It's all happening daily. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Best choices, best price. Every play, every day. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. 71% NFL spread Sunday and Monday. 71%. 71%. 64% in college football Saturday. Hit my top five plays, 7 of my top 8, 8 of my top 10. How do you like me now? So there you go. Sign up. Hide the money from your wife. You're going to need to. Michael in South Carolina.
Hey, Scott Farrell. How you doing?
Yo.
Hey, Scott. I'm excited for the baseball on wild card game tomorrow night. I was going to ask you, can the Milwaukee Brewers win on the road in Washington?
Why not? I don't think it actually matters where the game is in baseball, to be honest with you. I mean, people think that's some kind of, elixir or something. I don't know what it means. Maybe in a game 7 or something, I'm supposed to be afraid of somebody in their park or in their, stadium, whatever. But I don't think baseball players give a rat's ass where the game is. I really don't. I don't think the Brewers are afraid of the Nationals.
I think in a one-game situation like this,
right,
there's only one thing that matters, who's got the baseball in their hand. I think we've seen plenty of times in these one-game wild-card playoffs.
Right.
I mean, when Bumgarner walked into Pittsburgh and Citi Field to play the Pirates and the Mets in those two one-game playoffs, what mattered? He was standing on the mound with the ball.
It
didn't matter that the game was in Pittsburgh or the game was in Citi Field. What mattered is he was the best pitcher on the mound that night. And that's that.
That was it.
So if you've got the guy who can get you home, like, let's face it, out of these four teams in these wild card games, the Nationals have him, right? Scherzer's the guy. You pay him $200 million. He's the guy who gets you home in that game. Bottom line.
But you're still betting on Milwaukee.
That's more a Nationals history thing. I'm saying
you're betting against Scherzer.
I don't. That's the one thing that bothers me about the bet is him on the mound. I'm doing this more of they never win.
Rolling the dice.
In terms of the four teams that are playing, they're the guy that should have the best chance because they have the best starting pitcher on the mound out of these four teams.
Mavia, what do you think of all this, these wild cards? Who do you like?
Scherzer's obviously the best pitcher in that game. and I don't like the way that kind of Milwaukee had that chance and just really blew it. They, you know, once they got the playoff spot, they said, okay, I don't care if we're playing the Rockies. We're just going to coast to the end. I don't like that, but still, the way they were before that, how hot they were before that, and how the Washington Nationals just always seem to be cursed, I'm going to go with the Brewers.
So you're going to go with the Brewers, no matter what. Tampa and the A's.
I'm going to go with Tampa. I know Morton hasn't been, you know, as good for them as he was back in Houston, but he's been solid, and he's only given up a couple runs the last month. He's won all of September, even though he hasn't pitched great. They seem to get it done around him, so I'm going to stick with him.
Do you think that the one-game playoff sucks? It should be three?
I kind of like it. It is crazy that you play 162 games and your entire season comes down to one game, but, you know, neither.
It's either that or nothing.
But you didn't win your division. So you didn't win your division, and you're getting one chance to get into the tree. And I don't have a problem with that. By the way, in the National League, since they've started doing this, home team is 2-5 in the wild card game. So the road team is one more than the home team in the National League. I still got to get the American League numbers up, but in the National League, it's 5-2, the road team is.
What do you think? The road team is 5-2. What do you think, Mafia, of the St. Louis and Braves?
Yeah, I know that St. Louis, you know, had a great run there to kind of take control of the division. They slacked off for a couple games towards the end. You know, it just worries me how many runs they gave up in that last week they're pitching. So I know the Braves kind of coasted their way towards the end too, but I think that they have a stronger lineup all around with all these young guys that they have. I think they're going to get it done.
The Braves.
Yes, the Braves.
And the Yankees Twins.
The Yankees Twins, it worries me that Herman's not going to be there because he was their best pitcher. The other guys struggled throughout the season, but they still are the Yankees and somehow always find a way to beat the Twins. I mean, and both these teams are going to knock the ball out of the park. We know that. They're two highest hitting teams for home runs this year. So it's going to be a slugfest. But I think the Yankees lineup just seems to be a little bit deeper. No matter who's in there, somehow everybody gets, you know, wood on ball and hits it out of the park, no matter who's playing that night. So I'm going to stick with them.
Do you think the Astros and Dodgers both win their series when they get the wild card winners?
I do. I just think they're just so much better than whoever's coming in against them. It doesn't matter. These teams are nice. They got great stories in the wild card game. You're going to root for one of them, and then they're going to go against a juggernaut that just is going to smash them down.
So you're standing by, Carver High, your assessment that the Twins have no shot against the Yankees?
I am standing by that, yes.
There you go. All right, so we talked about all these guys getting jobs. Who do you think the Mets are going to – they're going to fire Callaway and hire who? Do you think he's right, Girardi?
Him. If they don't fire him, then they deserve to not go to the playoffs for the next decade. I mean, this guy had the Cy Young Award winner, had the NL Rookie of the Year, and a guy who, if they made the playoffs, might have been able to steal MVP because he leads in RBI and homer, or he's one of the top five in RBI, top in homers. Like, he could have stolen the MVP if they made the playoffs. Going to be at least the Rookie of the Year, and you didn't make the playoffs with two of the award winners on your one team and all these other guys having, like, breakout years. He has to go. He cost them the playoffs.
So who do you hire, Girardi?
I'd love it, but, you know, you never know. Like Harp was saying, these days nobody wants to pay these guys, and they want to be able to control them. Now, this guy, Van Wagenen, isn't one of these guys that's come in and has all this experience, so maybe he's a little more up for having a guy that has some power, but I still think he's going to want a guy that he can have his paws in there somehow.
Well, that didn't work.
No. Well, Callaway wasn't his guy.
So what? He still didn't – it didn't work. It didn't matter if it was his guy or not. He had a guy that he could still pull that guy's strings because Callaway was nobody.
Apparently not, because the guy kept using the same guy every game that kept costing him.
But, I mean, the bottom line is he was a nobody,
right,
and that didn't work. So there's no way he's going with a nobody again.
No, I think him getting that job, he wants to be – have a splashy guy because he wants that big name in there.
Now,
his job might be on the line next year if they don't.
I also don't think they'll give him the money he thinks he's worth.
No chance.
He's never getting that money again. Those days are over. He's getting a fat pay cut if he takes the Mets job.
Right.
He'll be lucky if he gets $3 million.
Are you willing to take that or not?
He'll be lucky if he gets $3 million.
He will be. I mean, whoever they got to bring in, they got to bring in someone who knows what he's doing. They can't bring some, like they were saying, all these first-time guys. I don't want that. Don't give me some bench coach who's never been in that position. Don't give me some pitching coach who, you know, is supposed to be great with these guys and they can't bring in the right pitcher. Give me a guy who has been there before.
I don't think that they're hiring any kind of big-time manager.
No.
I mean, if the first – hearing Harp say it makes me think maybe, because I know Harp knows what's going on over there, but they don't want to pay anybody. And They like to do like their charts and graphs and like their team.
Well,
like,
then don't fire him.
I'm just saying that the Brody and these guys, he seems like he likes to have a team with him that makes all the decisions. And guys like Joe Girardi and Joe Maddon, who have won World Series, they don't want a couple of suits who read a computer to tell them, you know, how to manage their team.
That's why Girardi got fired by the Yankees.
Exactly. Cashman wanted to run it himself. So I think that – and now this – and how about the Cubs, who have all the money in the world also? And I get it. Clearly, this is the same situation. Joe don't want – Maddon don't want anybody telling him
David
how
Ross
to run his team.
David Ross will not manage like Joe Maddon.
David Ross – or Joe Girardi. Girardi is a Chicago guy. He's been waiting forever for that job, but they're not going to give it to him because they want to give it to some guy who's never managed a day in his life.
Right. They're
never
doomed.
Managed a
they're
day
doomed.
In his
they're
life.
They're going to go back to sucking.
You're the Cubs who still have a young core, and you're going to let some – and I get it. The Yankees did it, and it's worked out. Boone won 100 games last year. He's going to win 100 games this year. It's worked out for Aaron Boone, who had zero experience managing. But go ahead and hire David Ross. It's just – I don't get it sometimes.
You can't be serious. They're going to do that.
But you watch. The Giants are a smart organization. You notice. They're a very smart organization. When they hired Bochy.
So they should hire Girardi.
They will hire Girardi or Maddon. I'm telling you. They'll get one of those guys.
I think he's right that Madden's going to the Angels.
Well, he's got a house in Long Beach or something.
Done deal.
And he was the Angel bench coach.
I know. Done deal. Socia,
he's going back to Cali. And I think that's the only reason why the Angels fired Ausmus. He was only there for 1 year. I get it. They weren't great. But when they saw Maddon become available, they said, forget this. Get him out. We'll bring Joe in.
Right. There you go. 855-212-4227. Devont in Dallas on the ticket. Devont.
Burrell.
Hey.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, what do you think about the Steelers game and what do you think about, you know, Juju Schuster, James Conner, and Mason Rudolph? What do you think their future is going to be? You don't think James Conner and Juju's going to end up like an Antonio Brown or a Bell, do you?
I think far away from that. I think that he's still a different kind of guy in terms of he's humble and he's, you know, he's heavily involved in like social media in like a positive way. He's like doing all kinds of good things. I never, you know, frankly, in the last several years, felt that way ever about Antonio Brown. I never felt like he was doing anything good for anybody except himself. He's a narcissist. But I think Schuster's a different kind of character altogether. And as far as Mason Rudolph goes, this is actually a great thing for him, to be honest with you. It's a lot like, if you ask me, you know, Daniel Jones, he's got the gig now and they're gonna run with him, right? And now Rudolph's got this job and he's, you know, barring injury, he's gonna run with it. I think they'll bring, you know, Roethlisberger back next year. It'll be his job, but you'll know then that either Rudolph can play or he can't. You're gonna know full on that your backup is capable of stepping in a moment's notice and doing the job. I thought that the guy looked good tonight, right? What was he, 24 or 28? He has a game like that every week. That guy will be set for life. Two TDs, 24 or 28. It was like almost a perfect game. So you're watching the Steelers in the future right now, right? You got about 3 years left of Roethlisberger. Is that about right? So 3 years from now, this is your team. You're looking at it 3 years ahead of its time, right? Because now he's playing. And tonight they won, and they won big, and they covered for me. It was pretty simple. I thought, you know, I don't even remember what the line was. What was it tonight? 4.5, right?
Four.
So I told Mafia in the car, they got to win by at least 10. They got to win by 10, I said, because honestly, their season, there's two islands. It's over, and and you're finished. It's over already, but now they're still just over. If you're finished, you're finished. You're done. Your season's over. But their season now has, you know, they got a lifeline. At least their breathing tube got removed. I think that they're, if they can beat the Ravens on Sunday at 1 o'clock at Heinz Field, if they can beat them, if they can stop Jackson, if they can beat Baltimore, then, you know, they'll be 2-3 and they'll be, you know, right there back in it, right? You never know. I mean, teams have started 1-3 before and won 10 straight games. It's happened many times, so I don't even want to hear it. It does happen. I don't think that team's winning 10 in a row, the Steelers, to be honest with you. But do I think that they could turn it around if they beat the Ravens? Yes, I think they could turn it around. They got a good defense, right? And this kid looked good tonight. And if Connor plays like he did tonight, running the ball and receiving the ball and scoring touchdowns, they can win. When he does nothing like he did in the first three games, they're not going to win. Because they got to have some semblance of a running game, I think, to have any kind of effectiveness whatsoever. But big test for them this week with Baltimore. I know they just got done. They're having a cold beer right now. But the bottom line is they needed that win tonight more than just about anybody in the league.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.